vastly wide of the mark, I perversely take some comfort from it. Oh, good, they don't know who I am. There are countless examples of those who conform to a role thrust upon them by the media, an unwritten pact to serve each other. I don't like being defined by others, so for those who are interested, I'll try to do it myself. It'd be ridiculous for me to pretend that I've been a paragon of virtue, nor have I always been honourable, but it's my work that I've offered up for judgment, not my personal life. And I'm proud of my work, and if people don't like it, then I failed. Judge me on the work, not on the cocaine and the strippers. You won't find any grief porn in this book. It isn't Angela's Ashes. I didn't learn my comedy on the playing fields of Eton, nor am I a horny-handed son of toil. Andrew Collins wrote a book called Where Did It All Go Right? Growing Up Normal in the 1970s, a title as apposite for my book as his. I come from the kind of strong, secure, and loving lower-middle-class background that is not celebrated enough. Contrary to what some people think, not everyone from the lower middle class is a xenophobic little Englander like Alan Partridge. My parents instilled decency, kindness, and a generosity of spirit in me. They may have been baffled for a long time by my career, but I owe them everything. This book is as much about them as it is about me. Part 1.